This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India is a food surplus country and engaged in providing solutions for global food security and global nutrition security. He said the government is strengthening the agriculture sector with reforms and measures aimed at improving the lives of farmers. Addressing the 32nd International Conference of Agricultural Economists in New Delhi today, Mr. Modi said agriculture is the centre of government's economic policy. He said India is the largest producer of millets, milk, pulses and spices. The Prime Minister said India is promoting chemical-free natural farming. He said in the Union Budget 2024-25, there is a big focus on sustainable agriculture. Mr. Modi said the government has provided 1,900 new climate-resilient varieties of crops in the last 10 years. He said India is using digital technology in the agriculture sector and under the PM Kisan Samman Nidhi, funds are transferred in the bank accounts of 10 crop farmers by just one click. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Union Cabinet's approval of 8 national high-speed road corridor projects at an expenditure of over 50,000 crore rupees will have a multiplier effect on the country's economic growth and will boost employment opportunities. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that it also highlights government's commitment to a futuristic and connected India. A record 7 crore 28 lakh income tax returns have been filed for assessment year 2024-25 till the 31st of July this year. The Finance Ministry said in a statement that this is 7.5% more than the total ITRs for assessment year 2023-24 filed till 31st of July last year. An increasing number of taxpayers have opted for the new tax regime this year. Out of the total ITRs of 7.28 crore filed for assessment year 2024-25, 5.27 crore have been filed in the new tax regime compared to 2.01 crore ITRs filed in the old tax regime. About 72% of taxpayers have opted for the new tax regime while 28% continue to be in the old tax regime. The filing of ITRs peaked on the 31st of July this year with over 69.92 lakh ITRs being filed on a single day. The centre has issued a fresh draft notification to declare over 56,800 square kilometres of the Western Ghats across 6 states as an ecologically sensitive area. These states are Gujarat, Maharashtra, Goa, Karnataka, Kerala and Tamil Nadu. The government has also invited suggestions and objections from the public within 60 days. People can email their suggestions and objections at esz-mef@nic.in. After declaration of ecologically sensitive area, there will be restrictions on economic activities such as quarrying, mining and large infrastructure development in these areas. The India Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for extremely heavy rainfall in Madhya Pradesh, central Maharashtra, Gujarat, Konkan and Goa today. Orange alert has been issued for very heavy rainfall in Rajasthan, Uttarakhand, West Rajasthan, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Bihar and Northeast regions during the next 4 days. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris has secured Democratic Party's presidential nomination. Chair of Democratic National Committee Jamie Harrison announced that Ms. Harris has won enough votes from Democratic delegates to win the party's nomination for the post of president. Kamala Harris was the sole candidate on the ballot for a 5-day electronic vote of nearly 4,000 party convention delegates. She secured the support of 2,350 delegates. Turkey blocked the access of social networking platform Instagram in the country yesterday. The Turkish government has accused Meta, the US-based parent company of Instagram, of blocking condolence posts on killing of Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh. A 2-day Akashvani musical concert 2024 will begin today in New Delhi. The concert will be held at Akashvani's Rang Bhavan from 5:30 p.m. onwards. Renowned artists including Pandit Rajendra Prasanna, Pandit Jayatirtha Mevandi and Pandit Vishwamohan Bhatt will perform in the concert. India's woman power will be on display on Day 8 at the Olympics in Paris today. Indian athletes will be seen in action in the fields of shooting, archery, boxing, sailing and golf. In shooting, Manu Bhakar, who has already made history by becoming the first Indian to win the 2 medals, will eye for her 3rd medal today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.